93.7 The River, River City's classic rock. There goes Dire Straits. Dog and Joe show on a Thursday. And the moment I think all three of us have been waiting for, your chance to adopt a brand new little girl from Front Street, another adorable adoptable, by the name of Zoe Bear.
She is fantastic, dude.
And I just have to say this, because a lot of people accuse me of being mean.
You are mean.
Being a doggist. People have even called me Pitler, because I said that we should ban the breed.
And I called you that.
No, you didn't. A listener came up with that. You didn't call me that.
I called you something that had to do with a dog and Hitler.
Yeah, and then someone combined the two and called me Pitler. And I respect the combination of that wordsmithing there. That I like that.
You respect it because it came from someone besides me. Had I come up with that, you'd have said it was stupid.
You never would have come up with that, though.
You don't know that.
Well, you did you?
I could have put pen to paper and worked on something.
Yeah, no, you couldn't have. But everyone accuses me of not liking the pit bull breed, and I said that we should ban the breed, meaning I don't think that they should be allowed to be bred anymore until they can reduce the population, because here in Sacramento, that is all the shelters are filled with, are pit bulls, and today you can see one. She is a pretty gray and white, about five-year-old girl named Zoe Bear, and the video's waiting.
She is, whenever I see a pitty and they've got the well-defined muscles in their back and front legs, and they just, it's such a beautiful look to me. And this one here was like a grayish blue.
Yeah, it had that, what I would call that real Weimaraney,
glowy
velvety gray.
Yep.
Yeah, she's got a pretty gray on her back.
She's really, really pretty, and she was trained.
Yeah.
Sits and lays and knows how to shake and is very, very docile.
Hold on here. See, when they talk about the five commands, shake
what
is...
What are they?
Shake. So you've got come, you've got off, sit, stay, and heel. Come, off, sit, stay, heel.
What's
or
heel?
Lay. Well, to walk on your side. So come, sit, stay, lay, and heel.
Okay.
Yeah, or off,
come,
and you can combine
sit, stay, lay,
yes.
Heel. Okay.
Or off. Okay. So, in those five commands that you teach the dog, shake is not one of them.
Should be, though.
No, it's not. That is not a dog that sticks its paw up to stick it in a human's hand. What does that do?
I told you that the dog has learned a new way to greet folks, because the dog's way to greet someone and something is to smell its backside.
Okay, is the dog going to be a doorman, like at a restaurant? Is it going to like high five and shake people as they come in?
What is it, or could it?
No, yeah, we know that it could. It's just it's always so awful. People are so excited when a dog can shake. Shaking for a dog is worthless.
Oh, I love it.
Stop teaching your animals to shake. It does nothing.
Yeah, it does. It looks so cool.
Like the Indians are going to meet the pilgrims, and they're going to meet at a riverbed, and they're going to shake hands and do a fur trade. No.
Well, this dog's smart enough. This one here can shake depending on what side you're on. She put up her left leg. I was on her right side. She stopped.
Ambidextrous shaking.
Yeah.
Wow. Left
yep.
and right, yeah. Not to take anything away from Zoe Bear. She is a beautiful dog. She knows how to shake.
Yeah.
She knows how to sit. She knows how to lay. And according to the folks at Front Street, even stay.
You going to tell what else she knows how to do?
Well, go ahead.
Oh, this is the coolest part of her.
I hate to share this, though, when we want to get her adopted, because a lot of people might see this as a bad thing, but it's kind of a great story as to what she did to end up on this week's Thursday video.
And I went home and Googled this last night as well.
Uh-huh.
And there are some really cool videos to watch that have to do with this sort of thing.
Well, tell them.
She is a bit of a climber, we'll say. She was able to climb up. She was in a cornered cage.
Uh-huh.
She was able to climb up the chain link using the corner and escape from that dog pen. And she fell out of there and got a little scrape on her nose.
Yeah.
So she gets up to the top of the pen, which is like, what do you think they are, 7-8 feet tall up there?
6-7, yeah.
And then she fell.
Yeah, she climbed up to get out, and she didn't know how to get down.
Yeah, she got stuck up there and fell off the top of it. So then they had to put her in a new... This is why she's still here, is because you couldn't see her for the last little bit of time, because she escaped from the front pen, the viewing pens, we'll call them.
They had to put her in a more secure area because she's an escape artist. She's a Houdini pit bull.
Yeah, you had to put her back where the dogs that kind of fight and whatever else with one another are, because she can't get in and out of the cage, so you can't get back to see her.
She's not an aggressive dog.
No.
She's just able to get out of the cages at Front Street, so they put her back there. So you may not have seen her if you've been over to Front Street. And you'll see the big scar on her nose because she fell over the gate.
Got a little burn on her nose.
Yeah, she skidded on the concrete, but she climbed out of the freaking chain link, and she walked all the way up, and she got to the top and didn't know what to do, and she fell and hit the ground.
Evidently, this is a skill of this breed of animal. I'm going to try and teach my dog to do it.
Oh, so the pit bulls like to climb.
Yeah, I was watching all kinds of cool videos last night. And there's a guy in Russia that taught his dog to go up this gigantic concrete wall. There's a guy that's got his dog that climbs trees. It's crazy. I don't know how they do it, but it's really fascinating to watch them.
So they like to climb.
Yeah.
So hopefully you don't have a chain link fence you can climb out of, but take a look at her today. Her name is Zoe Bear. Again, all the adoption, everything is waived. Spayed, neutering, they're going to be chipped, vaccinated, ready to go. It doesn't cost you anything. Go into Front Street. Dana's got the code waiting for you. Her name is Zoe Bear. Again, she's about 5 years old, and you can see. She was a good dog. I say ban the breed, but after meeting her, she was really cool. And at one portion of the video, maybe because my name's Dog, she walked over to me and we had a moment.
She liked you. She is trying to change your view and your opinion on her and her breed.
Maybe she listened. Maybe when she escaped, she got to a radio and turned on the river and heard the conversation. You might be right. And she thinks she can sway me into liking her and her breed.
The dog trainers and whatnot down there at Front Street have us on. Maybe she actually did listen.
Wow.
James was there.
Maybe she did.
You know, maybe he was hanging out with her, had us on, and she heard you say those horrible things about her breed and the mean things that you say. She said, I'm going to go down there and I'm going to love him.
Check it out. Waiting for you on Facebook, either the River or Dog and Joe Show page. You can adopt her. The code's waiting. Go down to Front Street. Here comes the money. Good luck.